Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Hello.
We're a good morning, sunshine.
By the way, what day is today?
June 14th.
Today's Flag Day.
Flag Day.
Just let your flag fly, man.
So I can let my flag fly.
The adoption of the U.S. flag.
Act of Congress proclaiming June 14th as National Flag Day.
Make the stars and stripes the official flag of the United States of America.
Now your flag's flying.
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2360.
Okay.
Tuesday morning, Carla, at about 6:09. It's National Flag Day. I was going to put my flag out.
Well, yeah.
I always have it out.
Today? I don't know.
But it was windy.
I don't know. Yes, very.
And you know the flags now, you put it on the stick or whatever it's called, and it's supposed to, with the wind, go, you know, just kind of fly and rotate. It never does that. It just wraps itself around the pole.
I know. They're supposed to be loose around the pole so they will move freely, but they don't.
No.
They don't.
So I just took it down. Hopefully I'll... You know, the wind will die down later today, and I'll put it back out there, just became a pain in the butt.
I knew it was garbage day because it's windy, so always. Happy birthday, by the way, to my little goddaughter, Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
Today, and then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe it's Dana Wagner's birthday today as well.
Really?
Yeah. I always remembered that Flag Day thing with Dana, yes.
So he was born on Flag Day.
On Flag Day, yep, that's right.
You know what? We're going to have to get a hold of him and say happy birthday to
him. See how he celebrates. If he wraps himself in some particular flag, if he, you know, I don't know if Kim puts him on a pole, you know.
All right, stop it. You know, I just read on social media they celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary or something like that. 22nd?
I think it was 22nd. They have a very romantic proposal. Romantic proposal.
Well, you know what? Let's get Dana on the phone and talk to him.
I will hit him up. I'll text him my usual, hey, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
And then he'll get back to me.
Of course. We talked about the wind dying down, hopefully by this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine. Highs today in the mid-90s, low 100s tomorrow and the next day. And then the wind is back just in time for Friday and Saturday.
Of course.
75 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I love this one. Based on pure enjoyment, Wallet Hub compared the 50 states across 20 key indicators of just a plain old good time that won't break the bank. They range from, like, movie costs to accessibility of national parks. Casinos are in there as well. The 10 most fun states. Fun states. California, Florida, Nevada coming in at 3. New York, Illinois, Colorado, Washington, Texas, Minnesota, and Louisiana, or Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
The least fun. Least fun, Mike. West Virginia, Mississippi, Delaware, Rhode Island, Arkansas, Vermont, Alabama, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Kentucky. Not a lot to do in those. They're beautiful states, but there's not a lot to do in your Vermonts and your Delawares. There's just not a lot there.
Uh-huh.
Pretty as can be, but...
Larry Martino's wife is from West Virginia.
Yeah, I know a couple people from West Virginia, and I'm so sorry for them.
Yeah.
Just in general. Well, before this came out, I've been to West Virginia. Unique. We'll just say that. It's unique.
That way we don't get in trouble.
No, exactly. People say, oh, I've been to Virginia. Oh, but you haven't been to the country of West Virginia. If you have not noticed, pearls are the hot jewelry item for men.
Oh.
Very famous guys. Lots of major league ball players wearing pearls out there. Recording artists wearing them. Jewelers are now designing masculine pearl jewelry, very specifically for men. They say a pearl was a symbol of power.
Yeah.
And it continues to be timeless and very elegant, but they can be very playful as well. Men feel very empowered now to take risks with fashion. They don't care if you don't like what they're wearing. They're going to wear what they want to wear. But yeah, a lot of ball players wearing pearls.
I remember it was a big deal last year in the World Series. I forget which player.
The jock. Peterson, I think it was.
Maybe. From Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the Pearls, and he was hitting real well.
Yes.
And everybody go, I got to get Pearls now.
I wouldn't take them off either.
Now, so I think that's where that whole thing started.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And a poll for Father's Day found the top gifts that dad want are a nice meal together, tickets to a concert or sporting event, always welcome. Number one, dad, a place that dads spend their free time at the house is in the living room. And I love this. Top pet peeve for dads is leaving the lights on. That's my pet peeve, too. I hate it. I go to Angie's place. I'm flipping the lights on. No, I just turned that on. Okay. I'm sorry. Because it's light outside.
Yeah.
I know. I just turned it on.
Joe does the same thing during the middle of the day. She has lights on. I go, what are you turning the lights on?
We got the open the blinds. Jeez. Few things you should know for Tuesday, sponsored by Go Auto. Low-cost car insurance. Go Auto.
Ramp it up towards Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Carla, you had mentioned dad's pet peeves. What are they? And I would have to say that my dad's pet peeve, which he has passed down to me, would be the hands on the wall.
Oh, okay.
The hands on the wall and the lights on. I think top two for me.
Right.
So what? Your dad was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And pretty casual.
But pretty cheap. He was really frugal, as he would call it. Very frugal. The heat was a big deal. We didn't have central air. The heat was a big thing. Turn the heat down. Can't you guys put on a sweater or something? Just put on a sweater. Like, God, Dad, it's 60 in the house. Yeah, it's fine. I have a sweater on. Just put on a sweater. Yeah. Put on a jacket. My dad would walk around the house in a jacket. Like, are you kidding me, Dad?
And there's blankets everywhere.
Yeah. Why do you have your tuxedo jacket on?
Ramping up towards Father's Day weekend, what was your dad's pet peeve?
I got a text from Anthony said, oh, my God, my dad used to get so mad at us. And we all do this for standing at the fridge,
mm-hmm.
you know, just looking in there. There's not going to be anything else in there if you keep staring. Yeah. Okay.
Why don't I just put a window?
Yeah. Yes.
On the door.
Yes.
And now they have that.
Yes, they do. They have the windows now, which is really cool. But yeah, standing at the fridge with the door open.
My dad would always yell, too, if you kept the door open to the house,
mm-hmm.
especially during the summer. Are we cooling the entire outside?
Yeah, exactly.
Or on the flip side, are we heating the whole outside?
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Oh, my God. My
All right. What was it? Talking about dad, the pet peeves, our friend Big Mike's on the phone. Big Mike, what was your dad's pet peeve?
I don't know if you'd call it a pet peeve, but it was a steadfast rule that never got broken. And that was, we had a dishwasher in my house my entire life growing up, all 20 years that I lived there. And it was storage. That was it. We had to get dishes by hand every night after dinner. My dad would not allow the dishwasher to be used. And it's funny because to this day now, I don't use my dishwasher.
I don't really use mine either. I really don't. Unless
a single person living.
But it's like, what?
Just and they as say, easy to.
Yeah, because they say, you know, let it fill, you got to fill it up.
Right.
Well, I'm not. What am I going to put? No, I can get them cleaner. Yeah. I can get peanut butter off a spoon.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
When my daughters were little, and I'd say, all right, you know, clear off the table and you have to do dishes. Dad, why do we have to do dishes? I said, first of all, you're not doing the dishes.
Yeah.
You're putting them in the dishwasher. If you'd like to do the dishes, I can make that happen.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Big Mike, happy Father's Day.
Hey, thanks. You too, Mike. Have a great day, guys. Bye, Carla.
People texting in at 702-739-9636.
Yeah, this is so funny. Lynn said, my dad always, we had to make our bed before we came down for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Before we even got ready for school, whatever. Beds had to be made. It was a big deal. Well, not that we'd get in trouble. It was just a rule.
Yeah.
We had to do it. And to this day, I make my bed every day before I leave. So I do that too.
Oh, I was thinking she was going to say, ever since I moved out.
Yeah, I don't make my
just
bed.
Just as a rebel or
yeah.
just, you know, because I had to.
Yes.
No,
well,
I don't.
Here's the opposite for you then. Cammy said, no food in our bedrooms. We were not allowed to eat food in our bedrooms. So now every once in a while, I'll bring popcorn or something like that in so my husband and I can eat it while we're watching a movie. There you go.
But is that the worst, though, when you get into somebody's bed?
Yeah, I
and
know.
And you feel like crumbs or something?
Oh, oopsie. Yeah, I know. I don't eat.
Ah!
I don't eat in my, no.
We don't either.
No, even for fun. I'm sorry, you want to do what? Yeah, no,
That's considered.
No, we will
and we're
go,
not doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we will do that outside then, because I'm not doing that. No, not in my bed.
I get
no.
it. All right, for Dad, here you go. Edible Arrangement.
Yes, there you go.
A $100 gift card to Edible Arrangements, and we're going to throw in tickets for Sting, My Songs. Now, this is for his run next year at Caesar's Palace.
Yes, and I let everybody know on Facebook Live, this is next year.
He's already signed on the dotted line. He loves it there, so he goes, I'll come back next year, start giving away tickets. They go on sale this Friday. Everything from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Here's your famous mystery dad.
Kitty, we don't need more things hanging around our house. We already have Steven and Kelso and foreign kid.
Foreign kid. All right, so identify the character or the actor or from what show is that mystery celebrity dad.
Kitty, we don't need more things hanging around our house. We already have Steven and Kelso and foreign kid.
Starting with caller number 970-2739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win this gift card to enjoy Edible Arrangements for Father's Day and a couple of tickets for Sting over at Caesar's Palace at the Coliseum. Here you go. Identify the mystery dad.
Kitty, we don't need more things hanging around our house. We already have Steven and Kelso and foreign kid.
Charlene, go ahead. Identify the mystery celebrity dad.
I don't know his name. I just know the show. It's that 70s show.
Yes, it's Red.
Red Foreman. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was hilarious, his character.
He was so good on that show, and he has done so much more.
He has, but he's coming back for, what are they doing, that 90s show. He's going to come back. He's going to be the grandfather to one of the, you know, the kids. Obviously.
You know what, Charlene, I don't know how much you can relate to that show, but he was that typical dad dealing with all the kids.
Especially at that time.
Exactly. Well, here's the good news for Dad. We got an Edible Arrangement, $100 gift card, and the tickets for next year. So you have time to plan Sting, My Songs, Coliseum, Caesar's Palace.
Oh, that's awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Look at the girl in the video. Wow, she ended up on Friends.
I know. How about that?
She was just at a concert dancing with the boss.
That's so cool. Look at her.
How did that happen?
Oh, my God. She talked about that in an interview recently and said, I couldn't dance at all. And that's why I think they liked me. There were all these professional dancers.
Probably spinning and stuff.
Yes. And she said, and I really couldn't dance. And it was like,
you're perfect because
like
Bruce can't dance either.
Yes, perfect.
So he won't outdo him.
We don't want somebody, you know, what is that, a rendezvous? I don't want that. No.
Just wave your arms.
Yes, pretend you're at a concert.
7:12, Mike and Carla Morning Show, recovering from yesterday. Here at the Radio Ranch, interesting situation in the lobby yesterday, late afternoon. And then, of course, the police situation that we had across the street, just down maybe about 10 yards from the radio station with the SWAT team and everything. And we believe everybody's going to, I think it's okay now, so.
Well, we had a guy come in the lobby and, you know, he was a little lost, I think, mentally and physically.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And he was singing. He didn't have a bad voice. He was looking for America's Got Talent. And Mike told him to come back tomorrow.
Everybody, nobody knew what to do.
I know.
And everybody was a little nervous. And I said, just come back. Can you come back tomorrow?
Yeah.
And he said, well, America's Got Talent. I got a voice. He started singing. I said, you sound great.
Yeah.
Just come back tomorrow.
Right. Jesus was in there once or twice.
I believe.
But, yes. So, well, I hope he doesn't come back. But you never know these days,
right.
You know, what. So, It was odd. Let's put it that way.
Wow,
it was
the whole day was a little weird.
Yeah, I know.
All right, wind. It's windy now, but they say it's going to die down this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine. Highs today in the mid-90s, low 100s. Tomorrow and on Thursday, and then just in time for the weekend, the wind is back.
Yes, it is.
What is going on? Hopefully on Father's Day, Sunday, it'll be nice. Lay out by the pool, do whatever you want. We got 75 now. Carla, I want to play some audio for you. This is a cop who basically tracked down this guy who was wandering around. And then, well, here it is, and then we'll talk after it.
How you doing, Officer Carla? What's going on, man?
I got kicked out of my girlfriend's place. I'm just trying to get back to my house.
You got kicked out of your girlfriend's place?
Yeah.
Where's your house?
It's literally right over here. So
what are you doing just hanging out here, man?
I'm trying to walk over there, man. I saw you come past. I'm like, he's probably here to talk to me, so I didn't want to be like...
Well, I mean, a male walking around with a diaper and no pants in the middle of the night probably looks a little suspect.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I gotcha. I know. I know what it looks like. So the guy's wandering in the street.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, just wearing a diaper.
Yes.
Got kicked out of his girlfriend's house, he said.
Right. Okay.
So it's a new segment on the morning show.
Yeah, right. Yes.
How did this even happen? What do you think happened?
Wish I knew, but I have no idea. I think he's probably had been drinking. I think. But
possibly.
What do I know?
But aside from that.
Right. Yeah.
If his story is true and his girlfriend all of a sudden just kicked him out of the house.
Yeah.
How do you think he ends up in the middle of the street?
In a diaper, you mean? I don't think the kicking out or the middle of the street is the question. It's the diaper. It's the diaper. Either he has Crohn's disease or they were trying something new. Perhaps.
All right. I like that. Anybody else listening this morning that wants to try and figure out, oh, I know what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then ...
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
So it's up to you.
Go ahead.
Let me play a little bit more of the audio. Here it is. Oh, hold on. Is it?
He's probably here to talk to me, so I didn't want to be like.
Well, I mean, a male walking around with a diaper and no pants in the middle of the night probably looks a little suspect.
I got you.
I like how the cop is going.
I got you.
You know what? I'm going to give you a chance to explain this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because I have nothing else going on.
I would love to know. I have investigated this one, and I do not know. I cannot find anything specific to what happened.
What do you think, or how do you think this guy ended up in the middle of the street, all night hours, in a diaper?
And guys, if you've ever been wandering in the street or anywhere else in a diaper, we'd love to hear from you. You can remain anonymous. That's fine.
We won't mention names.
No.
So just call. Or text.
Yeah.
And give us your side or what you think, how this all came down, how this all ended up, him walking in the middle of the street all night in diapers.
I'd love to know.
So a cop is on patrol, middle of the night, comes up on a guy and says...
Well, I mean, a male walking around with a diaper and no pants in the middle of the night probably looks a little suspect.
I got you.
So that's the situation. There's a guy in the middle of the night walking around, middle of the street, diapers.
Okay. All righty.
So we just wanted to ask, what do you think happened?
Yeah.
How would this even end up with a guy?
Exactly.
The scenario, and DJ's on the phone. DJ, what do you think?
Well, I think one or two things. I agree with Carly. Either they were trying something new and kinky, and it didn't work out, and he got embarrassed and ran out of the house, or she said, get out, and the only thing he could grab on the way out was a diaper before she threw him out the door.
But do you know how hard it is to put on a diaper?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was one of those pull-ons.
It could have been an adult diaper.
Yeah.
He may have incontinence.
Okay.
Right? Yes, he could.
All right, Officer DJ.
Things besides that, trust me.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Rich, what do you think happened, buddy?
What happened in this situation was the guy decided to get excited and go over to his friend's house. We'll say friend. And overall, throughout the night, the code word or safe word did not get honored.
Pineapple! Pineapple!
And
pineapple
running around
pineapple.
Trying to get away from her.
Okay, I get you. All right, thanks a lot.
Carburetor.
Carburetor.
Hello, carburetor.
Terry, what about you? What do you think?
I believe he was the loser from that program, Impractical Jokesters.
Oh.
All right. I don't know what episode it was, but I believe that was the gig.
Okay. Have a good day. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, Mike. Carla, this is Loretta.
Loretta, what do you think happened?
Well, down in Laughlin every year, this organization has an initiation, and they have the guys wear diapers and walk through the casino as part of their initiation. So maybe it was an initiation. He came home from it, and she got upset about it and threw him out.
Wow. Well, back up. What club is initiating guys, making them walk through casinos with diapers?
The Shriners.
Of course. It's not embarrassing enough that they're on the teeny tiniest little motor scooters.
And they're like the biggest guys ever.
Yeah, they're the hugest guys you'll ever see, but yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Loretta, have a good day.
Okay, now, you too.
Now, guess what? I want to switch gears and get Shriners on the phone.
Yeah, where are you guys? Yeah, how am I missing this after all these years? Wow, I've spent time in Laughlin. Never had that.
Never saw guys walking around in diapers?
No, I miss all of this stuff.
It all, you know, all you've done comedy, stand-up comedy down there.
When I worked at Channel 3, I used to see some weird things in the morning. Now, I've seen guys in underwear wandering around, you know, that area. Sometimes you see things. I saw a guy wearing a cape. It was a towel. But it was a cape
with
his underwear. Yes, they do, Mike, apparently.
But never a guy in diapers.
No! No, which, you know, many people, you know, doing things there could have used them. But no, never.
All right. All right. More phone lines lighting up. People texting him. We'll take a break and be back. Guy walking around the middle of the street all night hours, only in a diaper, and the cop wants to know what happened. To be honest, we don't know what happened or how he got in the street with diapers, but we're leaving it up to you.
No, we do not know. A couple of people, mostly guys, saying, yes, very true. Guys will do anything, says Anthony, if there's possible sex. Mm-hmm. So he might have put it on to try something new.
Okay.
Now, Adrian said, wait a minute, maybe the guy really is okay. Aside from a little incontinence, maybe he took an Ambien.
Oh.
And he did, that stuff's really strong.
Yeah.
She said, first time I ever took it, I woke up and, what? In my neighbor's gazebo. Jeez, Adrian, let's see your story, your video, or hear your audio.
Yeah.
Wow. You
that
hear
makes
this
sense.
A lot, though, you know, so that could very well be.
All right, one more call. Phil, go ahead, wrap it up. What do you think?
I think it might have been something where his girlfriend kind of put him up to a dare. You know, if you want some of this, you need to do this.
Okay.
And gotcha. You know what, Carla? I can actually see a guy going, okay, that,
I
get it.
I can do that. This will fit me.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I can imagine a guy agreeing to that.
If there was any hint of sex, you guys are dumb.
Yeah. Where do you want me to wear the diaper?
Yes, where will I be wearing this?
On my head?
As, do I need to go out to a grocery store or walk into the middle of a casino? You know, you name it.
Oh, I'll buy the diapers.
Yeah. And I'll be right back.
Boy.
Have a have a good day.
Yes, have a good day.
And you know what? Dumb. That's all we can do is speculate, right?
Dumb.
But I do like
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Big shout out to the Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA. They are 11-2, Carla, and they are one of the best teams, if not the best team right now, record-wise, in the WNBA.
Yeah, they are.
And they play tomorrow. This is kind of weird, if I read this correctly. They play tomorrow in Dallas at noon.
Okay.
We can check on that, but they play a noon game.
Yeah, I'm wondering if because of, all the other sports going on. Let's see here. Tomorrow, huh? That is, Yeah, it says 10 a.m., so that would be our time. Yeah, noon. Noon in Dallas, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
10 o'clock our time.
And I remember when a couple of the players came in, as well as Bill Laimbeer, but it was Asia Wilson who came in.
Yeah, she popped in. I will repost the picture.
You have to.
Of myself and Asia.
I don't even think you came up to her waist.
Barely. She's 6'4". And then I was next to Bill as well, Bill Laimbeer, and it was like you could barely see me. I looked like a toddler next to him.
And he's like 6'11".
Mike, I think he might be,
6'12"?
Yes, I think he might be 7'.
But they're touting Asia Wilson as one of
them. They call that.
Yeah. That's what my cousin, Peggy used to say.
6'12"?
I'm not 5'11".
Yeah.
I'm not 6 foot. I'm 5'12".
Yeah, 5'12". There you go.
But they're touting Asia Wilson as one of the best basketball players in the WNBA of all time.
I saw her play just once, but she's pretty amazing to watch.
We'll have to find out next time they come home.
Yeah.
But so go get them, Las Vegas Aces, tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
10 a.m. Vegas time, tip off in Dallas. Windy, dying down. The wind's dying down by this afternoon, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Sunshine today, not too bad right now. High in the upper 90s this afternoon, low 100s tomorrow. Got 76. Let's get Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, golly, the irony. Charlie Sheen's 18-year-old daughter, Sam, she joined OnlyFans. He's not real happy about it, by the way.
Oh.
He blames her mom, Denise Richards. Says she's 18 years old now and living with her mother. This didn't occur under my roof. She says she's 18. This decision was based on her. She's 18. She makes her own choices. All I can do is trust her judgment and try to parent her. That's all. But you're 18. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's coming from Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Winning. Okay. Sure. Why not?
Goat's blood.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood. Rod Stewart, Elvis Costello, they have a little feud going on. Elvis kind of slammed Rod Stewart's performance at the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. You have the Sweet Caroline you played last week. Yeah. He said, I know you all love Rod Stewart, and he's one of yours and everything. But listen, Rod, we all have bad nights vocally.
Let me see if I can find it.
He said, Sweet Caroline, are you kidding me? He said, how is it that nobody suggested maybe you sing one of your own songs? You wear it well, maybe, for the Queen, right?
Right. Well, that's what we had talked about.
Yes, exactly.
Sweet Caroline.
No.
Why wouldn't you have Neil Diamond come over?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. And he said, Rod responded back. He said, Dear Elvis, yes, my voice was rough because of COVID. I apologize. I thought it better to make an appearance rather than to let everyone down. So sorry. By the way, where's your hair gone, mate?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, throwing down.
It's
throwing
on down. Now.
Yeah. Exactly. Apparently, the Mona Lisa might have seen Tom Hanks naked.
What?
He says he changed his pants a couple times right in front of the Mona Lisa while filming the Da Vinci Code. So, at the Louvre. And if you've ever went, I wonder about this myself. Carrie Underwood, happy marriage, got the kids. She writes all these cheating songs. And she said, it's because I'm drawn to the drama. She says, my life is pretty happy. So it's fun to play the dark, dramatic character in songs and videos. She enjoys it.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman tested positive for for coronavirus. Now, he won't be able to do, he's doing the revamp, I should say, of The Music Man, or it came back, a revival, I should say. He's not going to be able to do that for a couple of weeks. And the Rolling Stones canceled a show in Amsterdam as of now because Mick Jagger has COVID. So that's a big deal. He doesn't need that. He's not a kid. That's for sure. So hopefully he is doing okay. That is my take for now. Summer's coming. Trust Legacy AC. Local, reliable, legacyac.com.
You had mentioned the feud between Rod Stewart and Elvis Costello.
Yes.
And Elvis said, hey, listen, your version of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
At the big Jubilee in England.
Sucked.
A little rough.
Yes.
Here's what Elvis was referring to. And we had played this earlier, after, in fact, after it just had happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you decide. Just like everybody does worldwide. But you can barely hear him, I mean.
Yeah, because I don't think he had a voice.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Pretty rough.
I get it. I get it, Rod. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. There you go. So, I don't know. Seems like a stupid reason to have. Hey, your hair's falling out, Elvis. Guess what?
I know. I know.
I still have hair.
You're bald.
Oh, my gosh. We announced the concert yesterday as Pat Benatar with her husband Neil Giraldo back at the Pearl Saturday night, September 3rd. And tickets go on sale this weekend or this Friday, but you have a chance to win them before you could buy them. Here you go. All you have to do is identify the title of this song from the clip we're playing backwards. We do this all the time. Here's okay. Another sample. Trickery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a Pat Benatar song.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Is
good.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you know what it was?
I don't know if I would right off the bat, actually.
All right. Here it is one more time. I think you'd have to be a Benatar fan.
Yeah.
To know it?
Yeah, it's interesting because you do. And then it's like, oh, wait, that sounds like something else. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, if you can figure out the title of that song from the clip we're playing backwards, starting with caller number 9, dial it up right now. You have a chance to win those tickets. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo at the Pearl over at the Palms from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Good luck. You a chance to win these tickets before you could buy them. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo in Vegas at the Pearl inside the Palms. All you have to do is identify the title of this song that from the clip we're playing backwards. Here it is. All right, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody gets this.
That one.
But Ashley's on the phone. Ashley, go ahead. Give us the title.
I'm going to say We Belong.
Yes.
Good job. Good job. Yeah. I thought that would be, it was a little harder than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
All right, you got the tickets. You're going to see Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. It's happening Saturday night, September 3rd in the Pearl at the Palms. And these tickets are from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Ashley, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. For everybody else, there is a second chance to win on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com. But thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All right, thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Conditioning and heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Remember the movie Couples Retreat?
Yes. Yeah.
With Vince Vaughn, and they had everybody in this
movie. Yeah, it was a good movie.
And there's this one scene where Grandpa's taking care of the grandkids. Yes. They're at the hardware store.
Yeah.
And the one little kid's pooping in the toilet.
Yeah, yes.
Well, guess what? It actually happened.
Oh, not surprised.
A couple in the UK posted photos after their little kid decided to go number 2 in a hardware store displaying a toilet. And well, they had to clean it up. And you can imagine that's not fun.
See, that's worse than a guy wandering in a diaper. But it is.
And I bet you it happens a lot more than we hear about.
Do not doubt it.
A 23-year-old guy in Australia got drunk over the weekend. Huh, that's odd. Stole his boss's car parked it on a set of train tracks.
Oh, no.
Left it there to get hit. Now, luckily, the engineer on the train saw the car, was able to stop, didn't hit it. But the guy that did all this, well, he's facing multiple charges, and I just assume he's probably out of a job
that
as well.
That he's fired my, yeah, I know. Couldn't just have said, you know, take this job, and yeah, Shuby.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm going to steal the boss's car.
All right.
Check this out. A horse named Sugar is going viral because she pretends to be asleep to avoid work. Her owner.
Wait a second, the horse?
The horse, yeah. Her owner, Jim, posted a picture of Sugar and said, meet Sugar. She doesn't like to be ridden. She doesn't like to work. If she's approached with a saddle, she just lays down and pretends to be asleep. That's a horse, people.
What do they call that? Narcolepsy?
Yes, or narcolepsy.
All of a sudden.
I don't know what happened. Nay, I was so tired. And he said she literally refuses to open her eyes. They've done the old close the door thing, and then they'll look, and she's you know, down with her eyes closed, and she'll open them once they leave, and they look in, and she closes them.
This is a horse.
This is a horse.
Just opens maybe one eye. And...
Right? I know. You're not going to put that thing up. I'm out. I'm sorry.
I've been a horse a long time.
Yeah.
I know the drill, and I'm
tired.
Not doing it.
Okay, get off my back, literally. And listen to this. I carefully have to tell you about this. There's a Guinness World Record now for the loudest male member.
Uh-huh.
It's the record holder is a teeny tiny water insect in Europe. It's called the Micronecta schultzii.
Uh-huh.
They're like 2 millimeters. In length, The whole bug, that's like the thickness of a nickel, maybe.
So that part can't be that big.
No. But what they do is they attract females by, you know, moving it around.
Uh-huh.
The sound is 99.2 decibels, which is the equivalent of an entire orchestra.
For that size of a bug, that's amazing.
Yeah, but still, you know that, like, mosquitoes and gnats are just going, whoa. Hey, Micronecta, nice. He gets all the female Micronectas. All of them. They all
just
go to,
strutting around.
Yeah, they all go to his branch all the time. There it is, Branch. All the time. It is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news. Hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, I love this story. Denver police, you know what? Police departments do things like this occasionally. In Denver, they're giving out auto parts gift cards instead of tickets. Advance Auto gave the department 100 gift cards as a part of a new partnership. The promotion is being done to just strengthen ties in the community. You get a lot of those tickets given out. When the taillights are out, you gotta go get it. Well, this will encourage you to go and do it. You don't have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
Nice.
Love it. Easy.
You know what I like about that? That way, you get it done.
Yes.
You don't have to make time to go to court, pay the ticket.
No.
Whatever. It's just an inconvenience.
Right. And if you don't do it after they hand you a gift card, well, then you should get a ticket.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
right?
Great. All right. If you have a feel-good happening in your life, we want to hear about it. Submit it. It's so easy. Through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Do that, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.